news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for January 24th, 2019. I'm Glenn Shuck, and here's what's happening. There's confusion at the MTA in advance of their planned board meeting today. Will they or won't they vote on a proposed fare hike? In the meantime, the MTA is making plans for L-train repairs after Governor Cuomo stopped the planned 15-month shutdown. But the New York Post says a draft copy of the MTA plan shows Cuomo's proposal would scale back promised improvements. Outrage over a judge's sentence for a Brooklyn teen who dragged a police officer with a stolen car for blocks in 2017. Justin Morrell, given 16 months to 4 years in prison. NYPD Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill calling the sentence a disgrace and that justice fell short. President Trump agreeing to hold off on delivering his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. A 40-year-old disabled woman killed in a house fire in South Jamaica, Queens, an infant treated for smoke inhalation. A man suffered a broken ankle as he jumped from a window at that fire. And a billionaire hedge fund founder has purchased a penthouse under construction at Central Park South for roughly $238 million, setting a record for the highest-priced home ever sold in the United States. 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Flash flood watch in effect through this afternoon. Windy and mild today with periods of rain and drizzle along with fog. The heaviest downpours late morning into early this afternoon. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.